Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Excited to have on the line. I feel bad for Brennan and Grace, our producers, doing an amazing job in there because we talked a little barbecue and now we're going to be talking a little Nashville hot chicken. And that sucks, right? Because it's so good and I wish I had some. Right now on the line we have from Bottleneck, the one and only Angela Zoyce. Angela, welcome to WGN.
Thanks, Dean. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is the time of year when you think outside the box. You know, normally I think in the old days, you know, we were confined to certain foods. Maybe on Thanksgiving you had to have turkey. Now you can have whatever you want. It's all there. And now you guys are thinking outside the box in a bunch of different ways. You've got a new concept coming. And I got to tell you too, when it comes to Nashville hot chicken, it is a category. We've got some great ones where I think the more the merrier. So talk a little bit about what's going on with Rebel.
Yeah, thanks. So it's a brand new virtual kitchen for our group, and we launched it in early November out of Old Town Poorhouse in Old Town and out of City Works out in Wheeling in the suburbs. And like you said, everyone seems to love Nashville-style chicken these days, so we created kind of a bold and playful take on that. So we took Nashville-style chicken, put our own hot recipe to it, and we took some dishes that you might not see at your typical Nashville-style chicken joints, and twisted it up to try to offer something unique with that hot chicken in the dish. So think like a hot chicken nachos and a spicy mac and cheese. So we take that hot chicken and we just add it into to different dishes.
So what was the idea behind this? Was it, hey, this is a trend, this is really great, it's hot, no pun intended, and maybe we can get in on this? Or was there kind of thing you're saying like, okay, well, some of these other spins and takes on it that, you know, it just wasn't being met, like that wasn't something that was available in the market?
Yeah, we kind of saw a unique niche for that. We kind of like to put our own twist on certain dishes, and, you know, with the popularity of hot chicken, you know, it's not, I think that's been around for a little while. That's not particularly new. But it's just, it's comforting. People, you know, they love it. It's delicious. It's affordable. So, we thought, you know what, let's hop in on that and let's try to offer something unique and different. So, like I said, the nachos, the mac and cheese, but then we're also doing a spicy cauliflower. We're doing a hot chicken chopped salad. So just, you know, unique items that you might not find at your typical, joint that's got the fried chicken sandwiches and the coleslaw and all that good stuff.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Angela Zoyce. She's the CMO at Bottleneck Management and their new concept, Rebels Hot Chicken. For the listeners out there that have been to restaurants, even drive-thrus maybe over through the course of their life, but are not familiar with the ghost kitchen, can you explain a little bit about what it is? What are the advantages, not only for the restauranting side and maybe operationally, but also diners?
Yeah, sure. So for diners, you know, it offers another choice in their particular area. For us, it's great because we operate out of our current brick and mortar restaurants. So, you know, amidst the pandemic, we had to get creative and think outside the box, like you said. And, you know, we tried to think, how can we bring some new revenue streams amidst this, you know, crazy pandemic? So we thought, you know what, we can probably manage operating a virtual brand out of our existing kitchens. So for a restaurant, you don't have to bring in new staff. You know, you're already paying the bills for the restaurant. Lights are already on. So we just thought, you know what, we can probably do this. And it's proven really effective. We launched a barbecue brand earlier in the year, Secret Sauce Barbecue. And we rolled that out nationwide, and that's done extremely well. And so we thought, you know what, let's do it again. So we created Rebels Hot Chicken, and, you know, it's off to a great start. And I think it just offers some more variety. Like you said, the more the merrier for hot chicken in Chicago.
Yeah, how cool is that? It's really great. It does offer that flexibility, too. So you can sort of dream it, and you can sort of do it using the existing, you know, brick and mortar resources that you have. And if it works, great. Finds an audience, great. If it doesn't, you can retool and adjust. You think about this. So brunch is one of the things. And for the listeners out there, so Old Town Poorhouse, New Year's Eve is sold out. So if you're online, and we'll have links up at WGN Radio, that is sold out. But brunch, when I think brunch, typically what comes to mind is maybe mimosas and a guy with a toque at a roast beef carving station. Nothing wrong with that. So, but let's talk a little bit about what you guys are doing for brunch coming up and then in 2022.
Yeah, so for New Year's Eve Day and New Year's Day, we host a rock and roll brunch at Old Town Poorhouse. So we, you know, everything's rock and roll themed. We play rock and roll music. We've got brunch items that are themed rock and roll. So we've got a John Bon Jovi, which is a huge shareable cinnamon bun. We've got a we've got a Mother's Little Helper, you know, named after the Stones. That's our take on a hangover bowl. And then on the beverage side, we do things like a flapjack old fashioned. We do mimosas by the flight, which are super popular because people can mix and match four in a flight. We do a hot blooded Bloody Mary. So that's our take on a spicy Bloody Mary. The skewer is just massive. It's got about 8 ingredients on there. So we have a fun with rock and roll brunch over at Old Town Poorhouse. And then Sweetwater is downtown right on Michigan Avenue, right by the river, right by the Chicago Theater. For New Year's Eve there, they're doing some nice dishes paired with some beer. So they're doing a smoked salmon carpaccio, a top sirloin, fried chicken. So you can head over to Sweetwater if you don't want the typical kind of package, you know, for New Year's Eve. And they also do a brunch, very similar brunch on New Year's Eve Day and New Year's Day.
Angel, it's just mean. All the things you're talking about, it's just, you're doing, I'm sure there's a lot of listeners that are saying, okay, well, they have the ability to do this. I'll be on till 7, same with Brendan and Grace. When it comes to winning the ultimate Chicago getaway, let's talk about leading in. Of course, we have Beach Boys, and so it would be nice to get to a place where they may feel comfortable in their Hawaiian shirts. Talk about it. Like, what is it? Right. It's a contest, and where would we go if we get away?
Yeah, so this year we wanted to do something different with gift cards. So everybody's kind of been deprived of travel and experiences, you know, amidst the pandemic. So we thought, you know what, let's give something something fun if you buy some gift cards. So if you buy $100 or more in gift cards for any Bottleneck restaurant, you're entered to win the ultimate Chicago getaway for two. So that is airfare if you live outside of the city. And even if you live in the city, we're still going to give you airfare to Southwest if you want to get out of the city. But in Chicago here, we're doing a two-night hotel stay downtown, boat tour tickets, sky deck tickets, gift cards, of course, to a Bottleneck restaurant, Goose Island Brewery tour. So just kind of the ultimate Chicago weekend. And, you know, I've lived in the city over 15 years. It's a package that I would like to win. So it, I think it appeals to locals and tourists alike. So if you live outside of the city or you live in, you're entered to win this. And like I said, travel is one of those things that's been really destroyed for a lot of us. So we just wanted to give something that most of us are craving and desperate for, and that's a little travel, you know, staycation or not.
Angela, I haven't read the fine print of the, you know, the sweepstakes or whatever, but I'm pretty sure that you're not allowed to win. So that means that even though you'd like to, that's good. I guess the at least that it is an appealing gift that even Angela Zoyce would want to win. So give the information where people can find out where the Bottleneck restaurant group is, where the different concepts are, how they can get on to the contest. Where can they go?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can always go to bottleneckmgmt.com. That's the main restaurant site. Otherwise, you can go to the restaurant specific sites, oldtownpoorhouse.com, sweetwatertavernandgrill.com, and then we've got cityworksrestaurant.com. So we've got some CityWorks locations out in the suburbs, out in Schaumburg, Wheeling, Vernon Hills. Yeah, so you can find us kind of all over.
Well, I appreciate what it is that you're doing. You're making Chicagoland and the rest of the country a tastier place, right? And a fun place, too. So appreciate it. We'll let you get back to it. And Angela, thanks for jumping on the show today.
All right. Thanks, Dean. Happy holidays.
All right. You bet. I'm Dean twice now. That's okay.